Welcome to The Daily Diagnosis, a healthy lifestyle podcast provided by Ogden Clinic. We're your prescription for health-centered conversation, stories, and advice. Hosted by myself, Parker Shaw, and featuring the talented providers of Ogden Clinic, you'll reach a positive prognosis for your podcast addiction by listening to The Daily Diagnosis. Okay, everybody, welcome to this week's episode of The Daily Diagnosis. This is Parker from the marketing team.
And April from the marketing team.
And we are joined today by an awesome special guest, the Queen, Cheryl Bingham. She, before recording, she's like, you have to call me the Queen. I was like, we'll do this. And Cheryl is one of our medical weight loss specialists. And I'll let you kind of introduce yourself a little bit to our listeners.
All right, I'm Cheryl Bingham. I've been working up at McCady Hospital with the medical weight loss team. We specialize in helping people live their best life. So it's not really just weight loss. It's all comprehensive.
Love it. That's cool.
Yeah.
So how long have you been with Ogden Clinic?
2 years.
2 years. Going strong.
Going strong.
And are you originally from Utah?
I am born and raised Davis County.
Davis County.
Davis County.
Where did you go to high school?
Northridge.
Northridge. Okay. I was a Lancer.
So we can still be friends?
We can. Yeah.
Okay.
That works with me. That's awesome. So where did you go to school and everything? Background.
Let's hear a little bit about you. I got my RN at Weber State. And then went off to University of South Alabama to finish off my nurse practitioner.
Nice.
And here I am.
That's awesome. So what's been your most favorite part about working with the medical weight loss team?
I think my favorite part is helping people reach their goals.
Yeah.
It's definitely a long journey. It's not like a one-time fix it. We're looking for lifestyle changes, something that they can live with the rest of their lives. I haven't done my job if they don't have enough tools to make this sustainable.
That's really cool. I like that too. That's
for sure.
That's deep.
Good,
that's
because I just made that up.
On the spot, yeah. No, we didn't practice these. These are on the spot. I've just been rapid fire questions. That's really cool. Yeah, I like the idea of lifestyle changes and that it's more than just a one stop visit and you're good.
Equipped to make those changes in your own life. That's huge. That can change someone's entire life.
Right. You got that empowerment. Like mm-hmm. I've got tools. Like when you hit a roadblock, okay, I know what to do from here.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So outside of work, what do you like to do?
I'm an adrenaline junkie, so we are big skiers. I have 5 kids. I know, it's a lot.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Everyone's a little shocked by that. So we got 5 kids, we're big skiers, boaters, we just took up rock climbing.
Oh, nice,
I know. So anything outdoors, I'm in.
How old are your kids?
The 13 down to 4.
You've got a handful.
It is. It's busy. So if you're looking for like a quiet, meditative place, don't come to our house.
That's really awesome. So where do you guys like to ski, if you don't mind me asking?
We are Basin, Snow Basin.
Okay, okay. Cool. Right from nearby. That's great. Yeah. Are you excited for snow then?
Oh, yeah. Next week.
It's in the forecast, right?
Next week it's coming, and yes. Basin opens next week, so we'll be there.
Which I think is perfect. In my opinion, I think snow should wait. Like Thanksgiving, I feel like it's okay. Mm-hmm. If there's a little bit of snow on Thanksgiving that week, it's perfect. Well, that actually kind of like leads us into our topic today. We wanted to talk about Thanksgiving, but before we kind of dive into our subject, just wanted to ask if you have any cool Thanksgiving traditions that you do with your fam.
Yeah, so one of my favorite traditions, and I think this is a really good tip for everyone, because the holidays can be really stressful. You've got family coming in, and just because they're family, it doesn't always mean you get along with everyone. I mean, of course I do, and especially if they're listening, I love you all. But in the morning, we go to a gym and we play dodgeball.
Whoa.
And so I know.
That is such a cool thing. I love that.
Seriously, really if you've got some aggression or a little anger popping up, you just chuck a ball at somebody. It's like the best
thing. It's like a love throw. Like, you know, it's all with love.
I think the best way to start the day is with activity. Get outdoors. Mm-hmm. If your thing is like a 5K, go do a 5K. There's like a million of them everywhere.
That's I thought that too. Just like getting that. Those endorphins up and getting that energy out before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and then you're going to build up an appetite mm-hmm. and you'll be ready for Thanksgiving.
Love it.
That's really cool. What about you, April? Do you guys do anything fun?
What do we do? Other than being vegan, I guess. That's kind of a tradition that we've taken on the last few years.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm not vegan, but oh. Several of my family members are. And
I love
so
it.
Finding some recipe alternatives and just kind of being a little bit more creative at Thanksgiving with the food is kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. Yeah. My family's actually the same way. So some of my family members eat plant-based. And so we've been it's been like a new ball game, trying to figure out stuff that we can all eat together that isn't disgusting. But there's so many cool options. It just opens the door to cool, different new plates that you can try. So that's been something really cool, which we're not talking about this really, but still
no, but
it's
can
fun.
We go off on a tangent for
sure.
just
yes.
a half a
oh,
second? Because I think there's so much confusion regarding diet. Like, what's the best diet out there? I don't think there's a universal diet that is made for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's where it's cool. Like, if you have family members who are vegan, or you've got some who are celiac, so they can't have gluten, or then you've got all your keto people. Like, if you're keto, that's awesome. You do you. You're vegan, you do you.
Exactly.
You got to find out whatever works for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's definitely been something that we've kind of experimented with, just because, I mean, like, my family, like, the members of my family that are vegan, I'm like, I'm not vegan, but I like to eat your food still.
Right, it's right. Because
cool. You can
good.
Just, like, mix plates, you know? It's yeah. really awesome.
Yeah, so, I agree.
I really like that.
I like that. Opening up, broadening what your traditional Thanksgiving
yeah,
would be.
Yeah, and I think it's been cool. It's just, I don't know, just you get to see a lot of different alternatives that you don't usually see. So kind of diving into our topic about Thanksgiving, in case you guys, as our listeners, aren't aware, Cheryl actually did a really cool blog post with on our Healthy You blog, which is available just online, that you can check out, that kind of talks about ways to have a healthier Thanksgiving. And that's kind of what we wanted to open up to her today, is to kind of bring her expertise to the table, no pun intended. I'm so sorry.
And, that was a good one.
And share a little bit about how we can have, like, I don't know, I just think sometimes it's traditional to kind of go overboard on Thanksgiving. And I think, you know, that's all fun and games, but I think you enjoy yourself, love yourself more at the end of the day if you know that you've still enjoyed yourself, but not, you don't want to hate yourself at the end of your Thanksgiving meal and feast. So Cheryl, what kind of pointers and tips would you give to our audience and listeners to kind of help them get in that right mindset?
Yeah, and I say the mindset starts like well before Thanksgiving actually comes. So in the morning, I would eat a good, healthy breakfast. I'd get some good, healthy fats and protein and veggies. So you got something in your stomach. And like I said, go be active. Work up an appetite so when it comes, you're ready. And then I would also say focus more on the actual holiday. And this one's a tricky one because the entire day is built around food. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what we're celebrating. But maybe if we can make it more about the relationships and the gratitude and the Thanksgiving, so that's more of the mindset going into it. Also, enjoy yourself. Like, it's Thanksgiving. There should never be guilt and shame associated with what we eat.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to eat it, be mindful, be intentional. Eat it, enjoy it, and then move on. No guilt, no shame. And I think even the better key is what happens Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is we'll indulge on Thanksgiving, but then it's like, well, now Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're doing the same thing. So if you already have a plan and you know, hey, Friday, I'm going to get right back to it. I'm going to eat clean and healthy, whole food, whatever it is you're doing. Make sure you have that food prepped, ready to go. So you don't have to make that choice in the moment.
I like that.
You're ready
Love
to go.
Because I think sometimes I myself am like super ambitious and I'm like, I'm going to be really good today.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
It's really hard to just kind of jump, like, I don't know. I don't want to say cold turkey. I'm so bad.
Cold turkey.
Your puns are like
get out of here. But kind of jumping in just like with like, trying to be really ambitious where, I don't know, it's hard. It's a day that's specifically for most people harder to kind of just develop a habit. And I
right.
think if you start earlier, I think that's really good advice for people to think of.
I think it's being intentional.
For right. sure.
Be intentional about what you're going to eat.
I also love what you said about eating breakfast. Eat breakfast, people. Don't starve
Why?
Yourself. Yeah.
Why do we do that?
Yeah. I think we want to like save our appetite for Thanksgiving, but come on. I think a lot of people will derail and just kind of go ham for
go ham. You guys are crushing it today.
Something's up.
Yeah, so it's I think Friday. If you got nothing in your stomach, you will definitely go ham and maybe you'll go overboard and feel like crap the next day.
Yeah.
So that's a great tip too.
Yeah. Yeah. We also know like we're going to eat more sugar
yeah.
and more processed food, mm-hmm. which is going to trigger more cravings in our mind.
Mm.
So we know Thursday or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah, we're going to be craving that pecan pie and the pumpkin pie.
For sure.
So get it out of the house.
Right.
Like send it with your cousin that maybe you don't love as much. Like here, you take all of this.
That's good advice.
I feel like our family does that to us. They're like, guys, take the pie home. We're like, why do we have to have the pie?
I don't want the pie.
You take the pie.
So I had a friend that would say it can go to your waste or the waste basket at
See,
the end
right.
of the day. And I think that's good advice, which I feel bad like wasting food or throwing it away. But if it's going to be a temptation, I'm like, well, do you want to keep it?
Mm-hmm. And we all have trigger foods, right? Like I know what my trigger food is. And in general, it's cereal.
Mm-hmm.
So at 10 o'clock at night, if I know there's cereal in the cupboard, yeah, I'm going to go eat it, but I'm not going to put pants on and go to the grocery store to get it. So get it out of the house.
Yeah.
Not there, then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I like that. So this is kind of something that I read in the blog post that you did with Tim. You guys talked about some more, I don't know, some foods that are really hard to avoid that have like really high calories and I don't know, can be kind of like problem foods. Do you want to talk about some of those?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think really everything but the turkey.
Okay.
is really what it comes down to.
Right.
And there's always ways to switch it. Like we talked about, like maybe do like half of the mashed potatoes with some cauliflower or something, or turnips or something like that. Or portion control.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I would say a really good recommendation is use smaller plates, because then mentally you're like, oh, I'm getting more food. But fill that plate with vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have, like, vegetables don't have to be like all potatoes and the sweet potatoes and all of that stuff. Roast up actual vegetables.
Yeah.
And then add some proteins and fats and all the other good stuff.
Yeah.
I love what you said about half mashed potatoes, half cauliflower. Have you ever tried that?
No, but
you
it sounds
cannot
amazing.
Tell. Yeah, it's yeah. just because a lot of times with just mashed cauliflower, you're it's a little different. But if you do halfsies,
Yeah, and then you can feel like better about yourself. I like that too. I love when like healthy foods can be hidden by stuff that's a little bit.
For sure. I think that's like the best kind of healthy food. Yeah, is when you can hide it in something
just
delicious.
Just sneak it in. They don't know.
Yeah. Well, one thing that surprised me too in the article is you guys talked about how pecan pie is like such, it's like one of the worst like foods to eat. And like, oh, that's why it's so good. Dang
and
it.
I don't even like pecan pie. So when it's like pumpkin pie is a better option, I'm like, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. But maybe you don't eat the whole pie.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Just having alternatives to some of those scarier foods.
So Cheryl, it's Thanksgiving. I think we're all going to enjoy ourselves, and rightfully so. But what advice would you give to somebody about the following day or about food guilt?
So I think this is something you have to teach yourself. You have to get rid of the guilt that is associated with food. The guilt, the shame that comes like, oh, I indulged. So what?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you did. But are you being intentional about it? If you're being intentional and you know you're going to eat that pumpkin pie or whatever it is, enjoy it. Enjoy it, eat it, and then move on. I think that's the part people get caught up on is, oh, like I'm horrible because I ate this pie. No, you're not. You just eat it and you enjoy it. But that guilt and shame, we have to disassociate.
Love that.
Just food.
Preach, sister.
Thank you.
No, I like that too, because I think it's really easy just to, I think whenever people are trying to eat healthy, it's such a hard mindset to break, is just like, I'm failing if I'm not perfect 100% of the time.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's, I don't know, kind of degrading to yourself, because we're not supposed to be perfect. And, you know, I think having a little bit of indulgence can, I don't know, help you in the long run.
Yeah. Here's what I like to tell my patients. I don't like diet. I don't like that word diet, because if we say diet, then there's associated failure or success, because my failure or success is based on me meeting like this certain criteria of a diet. And then there's restrictions. I can have this or I can't have that. So I would look at it more of like a lifestyle. Lifestyle, you can't fail a lifestyle. They're just choices.
I like that.
And maybe if you just did better this Thanksgiving than you did last Thanksgiving.
That's a win.
Heck yeah, that's awesome. And then going into the other holidays, there's always going to be a holiday. It will always be Taco Tuesday. Like, there's always something coming around the corner. So if you expect perfection, you're not going to get it. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's kind of funny that you brought that up, because I was just, you know, I got tagged in a meme by my family the other day that was like, I'm always like on track for success, but then like a holiday, like the Christmas comes around, or Thanksgiving comes around, or Sunday dinner comes around, or Tuesday. Yeah. So it's like there's always something that can kind of be a bump in the road that can kind of get you off track. But I think I like the idea of a lifestyle that, you know, even if you do just kind of, I don't know, you're not like as hardcore, but you're always consciously trying to make the better decision. I think that's really cool.
I think what really helps too is the 90-10 rule. 90% of the time, I'm going to eat clean, I'm going to eat healthy, whole food, real food. 10%, that's Thanksgiving. That's when you're going to live your life. That's Christmas. Live your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, holidays, and I was kind of thinking that too. If we think about it, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve, that's 3 days out of 365 days where, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that also doesn't include like every Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
Every Friday, every Saturday night, every Sunday, and then all the holidays in between.
Yeah.
Well, wrapping things up, Cheryl, what final words of encouragement would you give our listeners to kind of keep with them this week as they go into Thanksgiving?
I would say be intentional. Always be intentional and just do what feels right for you.
Perfect. I love that. And for everyone listening, thanks for tuning in to this episode of
The Daily Diagnosis.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of The Daily Diagnosis. We're so happy that you joined us today. If you would like to find more information about Ogden Clinic, our providers, or locations, visit us at ogdenclinic.com. If you're listening today from Apple Podcasts app, make sure you leave us a review or subscribe so you can receive more information about the different episodes that we post. We love getting feedback from our audience, so Those reviews are priceless to us. If you also would like to shout us out on social media, our Instagram handle is at Ogden Clinic. You can also send us a DM if there's a topic that you would like our providers to cover, and we really look forward to hearing from you. We post episodes weekly, so tune in next week, and we can't wait to be with you again. Have a great week.